$20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th. No exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is a very special guest, Dr. Garth Nicholson. Before we get to Dr. Nicholson, I just wanted to comment on the fact that now America is involved in another war we can't afford. There's no way you can continue going to war with more and more countries. We already have our troops committed in Iraq, in Afghanistan. Certainly we have special forces units operating in Pakistan. We're selectively bombing Pakistan with our drones. We have our drones bombing in Yemen, in Somalia. And now, of course, in our wisdom, why we are at war with Libya. Oh, we have to go to war with Libya. Why, of course, Gaddafi is killing civilians. So, and that's why we have to go to war, so we can go over there and kill civilians. Oh, we don't intend to kill them. They just get killed when we drop our bombs or send in our cruise missiles. Or what in heaven's name are we doing in fighting so many places in the Near East and Middle East? It doesn't make sense unless you understand they want to bankrupt America, unless you understand that we are uniting the Muslim world under the leadership of the Muslim Brotherhood, which we financed from the British started financing in 1928, but we've been financing the Muslim Brotherhood for many years. In preparation for times such as this. None of this makes any sense unless you understand that nothing is as it appears to be, and you'll certainly want to be reading our newsletter to understand how the United States CIA has funded the movement to consolidate this radical form of Islam. And the key to that is the writings of Paul Williams. Get them off the internet. Read about Gulen. Read about Mr. Gulen, the richest man in America, and most people have never heard of him. Without his background, having nothing to do with what we're going to be talking about today, Dr. Garth Nicholson, I was a tenured professor at the MBN clinic in Houston for many years, but because the first time in his life he had to abandon that position and come to California, where he, operates the Institute for Molecular Medicine, IMMED, and basically it continues his research into many subjects. And we're going to be talking about that research, a research project which they have today, where they're actually actively hoping to get people to volunteer for a program that they are doing to determine whether certain combinations of health foods will stimulate the mitochondria. I'm going to let Dr. Nicholson discuss this because it goes along with our desire for people to begin to understand that we have to learn how to treat chronic fatigue, Lyme disease, and a myriad of other diseases that plague literally millions of Americans, for which there's no treatment today by conventional medicine, but that would appear to be using alternative health products. Dr. Nicholson, thank you so much for being with us this morning, and why don't you carry on the discussion?
Well, thanks, Dan. It's a pleasure to be on your program. what we're doing is we're initiating a clinical trial for patients that have chronic fatigue. So chronic fatigue is any condition where people really lack the energy to perform everyday necessities, and they've had this for some time, usually over 6 months or so, and it's not refreshed by sleep. In other words, they have this fatigue fairly constantly. And what we've been developing over the years are our new nutraceutical, which are natural, all-natural products, to reverse this process. We've had some products that have been very successful, and what we're doing is modifying them, making them better. And so we have one of these products now that's based on a component, an all-natural lipid component called NT Factor. And this has been used successfully now for over the last decade by millions of users to successfully reduce their fatigue. And what we've done, we've added a new substance, an all-natural substance, to that product. And we're now doing a clinical trial on this to see how effective it is in reducing fatigue. And we'd like to invite your viewers who have chronic fatigue to join this trial. And so that includes anybody with, for example, chronic fatigue syndrome, Lyme disease, any chronic condition where they really feel fatigued and can't get out of bed and so on. And what we'll do in this trial is provide them with this all-natural substance to use for 60 days, and then we'll evaluate their fatigue levels on the Internet. So the only thing required of people is to really fill out a form on their signs and symptoms, including their fatigue, online, on their own computer at home, and then we'll evaluate that and see if they qualify for the trial, and then they'll be sent the product, and they'll begin taking the product, and then on four different occasions, they'll be asked to retake this this survey form, it's called, to see what their fatigue levels are doing during the course of the trial, and then we'll evaluate that and finally send them back the results. So it's a real, I think, added benefit for people to not only be part of something, but to take an all-natural product of proven effectiveness to help alleviate their fatigue. And they'll be involved in something I think that's very important.
Well, you know, people really don't understand. Chronic fatigue is an entirely new entity. I mean, it really, I'd never heard of this when I went through medical school. In fact, it really wasn't really well described until somewhere around the 1980s. Would you like to perhaps cover a little of the background of this relatively new disease which plagues so many people and for which there is, you know, prior to the nutraceutical treatments, there was nothing doctors could do for them. And even today, most doctors have no idea how to approach this, because they don't understand the pathophysiology. Certainly, what about the etiology? Because this being an entirely new disease, what do we know about the cause of this new disease?
Well, chronic fatigue syndrome as a disease is relatively new, but the problem of fatigue has been around for a long time. In fact, it's the most common complaint of all patients seeking general medical care in North America. So fatigue has been around a long time. Now, chronic fatigue means that you've been fatigued over 6 months or more, and it's not refreshed by sleep. So that's a condition that has been around for some time, but it's been categorized in different ways by not only laboratory findings but clinical findings. And we do know that people with chronic infections, for example, have fatigue and chronic fatigue.
Well, that thought will be back in just a moment here at the American News Network.
Carpet Magic in Greeley urges listeners, please support the hospitals in our area. Roll up your sleeve and donate blood. Keep in mind, the average shelf life of blood is only 42 days. There must be a steady flow of donations to meet the continuing needs of accident victims, surgery patients, and members of our armed forces. Give the gift of life. Give blood. This message from Carpet Magic in Greeley. Call 970-339-3599. Reminding everyone, life is the most precious gift you can give. So please, donate blood today.
Just a good old boy. Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Dr. Stan Gurr, and we're talking about chronic fatigue this morning, and Dr. Nicholson is pointing out the fact that the people with chronic fatigue have multiple infections. And the question is, do they have chronic fatigue because they have multiple infections, or do they have multiple infections because they have chronic fatigue? And, of course, originally the disease was known as CFITS, chronic fatigue immunodeficiency disease, and it was pointed out initially that other people had problems with their immune system, something associated with this chronic fatigue syndrome had to do with the immune system. And the old adage was, well, the good news is you're not going to die, but the bad news is you're not going to die, because this is a chronic disabling disease. And something happens to the immune system. And, of course, there's some people who believe that this is related to a retroviral infection. Some people initially used to call chronic fatigue HIV-negative AIDS. But basically, what's this all about? What's the relationship with the immune system? What's the cause of this?
Well, we do know that in patients with the chronic fatigue syndrome, that infections are involved. Virtually every patient with chronic fatigue syndrome has one or usually more infections. One that you mentioned is a virus which affects the immune system, and although that particular virus itself may not cause any pathology, that is, it may not cause any signs or symptoms, it does lead to infection by other agents, such as some of the bacteria that we've studied, and those agents do produce signs and symptoms. So it sets on a cascade of different events, which can ultimately lead to what we call chronic fatigue syndrome, or in cases where there's widespread pain, fibromyalgia syndrome. In addition to that, we know that fatigue is a very common occurrence among chronic diseases. And, for example, we're recruiting patients into our clinical trial that have, in addition to diagnoses of chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia syndrome, neurodegenerative diseases. All of the neurodegenerative diseases have are associated with fatigue. And all these diseases have in common with chronic fatigue syndrome in that their mitochondria, the little batteries inside our cells, are not functioning properly. And that's what this particular all-natural product does, is help repair the mitochondria, help repair the little batteries which are damaged because of infections, because of environmental exposures, for example, because of all kinds of things that can happen to our immune systems and so on. This helps repair that damage and reverse it and bring people more vitality, more energy, make them more able to do everyday tasks of which they were unable to perform before. So we know that this all-natural product is really good at that, and what we've tried to do is make it better. And when you make a product better, then you have to test it, and that's what we're doing, a clinical trial for it. So I welcome anyone who's interested to see if they qualify for this type of trial. And again, that would be anybody with chronic fatigue, and they could have a variety of different diagnoses. They could, for example, have diabetes. They could have chronic fatigue syndrome. They could have a neurodegenerative disease, anything from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's and a number of other degenerative diseases. They could have a variety of different conditions and still qualify for this type of trial. I urge them to go to our website, the Institute for Molecular Medicine. It's www.immed.org. It's immed.org. It's like a media.org. And it, on that homepage of the website, there's a button that they can push that says, sign up for clinical trials. And so you click that button, and you go to a whole new website, which then has the whole outline of the clinical trials, what this clinical trial is, what it's based on, who the principal investigators like myself are that involved in this trial, what the product is, all the information about that, what the trial, you know, what you need to qualify for the trial. And then you can take a test of fatigue. You can actually find out about your fatigue levels by taking a survey, a clinical survey called the Piper Fatigue Survey. And once you take that and you submit that, then you'll see if you qualify for the trial. What we're trying to do is accept patients that have moderate to severe fatigue, and you'll find out about your fatigue levels by entering the trial. Then if you qualify for the trial, you'll be sent a product free of charge through the mail for you to take, and then we'll be reevaluating your fatigue over the Internet by taking the same clinical survey online, and then reporting those results will be automatic. You'll do that every few weeks, and then at the end of 60 days, we'll let you know what happened, and that at the end of the trial, then you'll be offered some free product for a period of time after the trial for you to continue to take that product. So it's a huge benefit for patients that have chronic fatigue, basically because there's very little out there to treat chronic fatigue. And so this is one of the one items that, for example, in Lyme disease, it's a commonly prescribed or even advised patients to take this particular product. In fact, we were just talking with one of the leaders in the Lyme community, physicians that has been the former head of the ILADS, or International Lyme and Associated Disease Society, and he uses it on all his patients. He recommends that they all take this product. And in a few days ago, I had a meeting with a chronic fatigue syndrome physician. Same thing. They urge all their patients to take this product.
Can you tell us what the product is?
The product is called ATP Fuel, and it's basically a product that contains NT Factor, which I've been on your program before discussing the merits of NT Factor, this all-natural lipid supplement that repairs the membranes of the cell, including the mitochondrial membranes, the little batteries inside our cell. Plus, it contains another product called NADH, and this NADH is a natural constituent made by our mitochondria, so it's one of the products that are actually made by, produced by the mitochondria inside our cells, and it's necessary for a lot of chemical reactions that occur inside our cells. And so it's a natural antioxidant, for example, and it's a natural cofactor in many of the enzymatic processes that occur inside the cells. So these are a combination of all natural products that are necessary for cells to produce the energy and perform the metabolic feats that cells have to perform in our daily lives.
Well, now, of course, you've had the this nutraceutical medicine for some time before you added this new product to it. How has the one that you've been using been doing? I mean, before you began using the new addition.
Well, I can tell you in the four clinical trials that we performed on the NT factor alone, we found that in various groups of subjects that had chronic fatigue, and we did another trial on patients with chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia syndrome. We did a trial on aging individuals whose energy declines with time, and we did a trial now on cancer patients that have fatigue, cancer-associated fatigue. In all these studies, we found 35% to 45% reduction of fatigue levels in all these patients just taking this natural oral product daily, reduced their fatigue within several weeks. And so it was really an outstanding product. It's now, there have been millions of people taking this product, and it's been very successful, and now we're just trying to make it better. And when you make something better, of course, you have to go back and run a clinical trial to see if it's actually better or not. And that's what the purpose of this trial is.
Now, what is the place of the use of antibiotics, long-term antibiotics, in the treatment of chronic fatigue? I mean, this we're not talking simply, we're adding to the nutraceutical regime. What about antibiotics? Is there any place for them?
Well, certainly, for the majority of patients that have chronic fatigue syndrome have bacterial infections that directly result in their signs and symptoms. And directly cause many of the problems that they have. And not only chronic fatigue, they have all sorts of other issues as well, central nervous system problems, for example, and other difficulties. And that's often caused by these infections. And most patients with chronic fatigue syndrome have multiple infections. And it's the multiple bacterial infections that we found cause the most troublesome signs and symptoms. And so those have to be treated. And usually antibiotics are used to treat those. And for those patients that have those types of infections, like mycoplasma, chlamydia, Borrelia, which causes Lyme disease, and other infections, Brucella and so on, these infections have to be treated with antibiotics. And so that's why we use antibiotics for those patients that have these infections.
What part does this retrovirus play? In other words, basically, there's some studies that have actually shown that the vast majority of people with this chronic fatigue have this retroviral infection. Of course, the CDC assures us there's nothing to worry about, no relationship. What is this retrovirus? How frequently is it found? And why would the CDC keep insisting it has nothing to do with the disease?
Well, I disagree with that. I think it has something to do with the disease. We don't know exactly its direct effect on the disease, but one thing we do know is that this class of viruses can affect the immune system. And so it's thought that this tweaks the immune system, and it causes the immune system to not be able to respond to these chronic infections that we find in most of these patients. And so that's what I think its functional role is, that it actually causes partial immune suppression and leaves patients wide open for a variety of these opportunistic airborne infections that they pick up, and or insect-borne infections like the Lyme Borrelia. And once these patients get these other infections, then that really causes the signs and symptoms that we find in most of these patients. So the XMRV virus, this retrovirus, does, I think, play a role, although it doesn't play a direct role. It plays an indirect role, I think, in suppressing the immune system and allowing some of these other more opportunistic infections to take hold and cause a lot of the problems that are associated with these chronic diseases.
How frequently is this virus found in the would 20% of the patients have this, or would...
Well, in different studies, it can vary quite dramatically depending upon who's doing the tests. In most of the studies, the majority of patients had this. Anywhere from 60 to 90% of the patients had, that is, chronic fatigue syndrome patients, had this particular virus. And you also find it in some other diseases as well. For the most well-documented case is prostate cancer, where about 20% of patients have this particular virus. And again, it may be doing the same thing in prostate cancer that it does in chronic fatigue syndrome. It may tweak the immune system and not allow it to effectively respond against a number of these infections, which we do know are important, both in chronic fatigue syndrome, but in a variety of these other chronic illnesses as well. What we have found in our laboratory is that chronic infections are extremely important in these diseases, particularly important in the progression of the disease. So they cause amplification of signs and symptoms, for example, and increase their severity and cause more widespread problems associated with the disease. And then to come back to what we're doing in this clinical trial is that one of the targets of all these infections turns out to be the mitochondria. And how the mitochondria get targeted is they have membranes within the mitochondria that are made up of lipids and proteins. And the lipids turn out to be very sensitive to oxidation. It's kind of like rust forming on metal, only in this case it weakens the structure, makes it leaky, and not able to produce the energy that it should produce to keep the cells healthy and keep you energized and keep you in gear. And so what we've done is we've tried to repair the damage that's initiated and produced by these chronic infections, but also by other environmental damage as well. We know that there's certain chemicals that can cause this damage as well. So this could include a wide variety of different environmental and infectious exposures that cause damage to mitochondria. So we feel this new product has a huge use in medicine. And it's something that the people can do themselves to improve their own health. It's not something that they have to go to their physician for. These products are now widely available, and so people can purchase these and start taking these. Although we hope people that have entered the trial haven't started taking these products already. That's one of the things that would exclude them from the trial if they're already on these, taking these.
Okay, products. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. If you have a question, my number, 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524.
Tri Property Management and Greeley reminds listeners, in every person there is a living heritage with experiences and memories to share. Show you care by visiting an elderly neighbor, friend, or family member. Share an afternoon and learn about life from one or more of the most experienced people in the world. This reminder from Tri Property Management and Greeley. Give them a call at 352-1025. They're reminding us, regardless of one's age, life should include laughter and joy and be lived with dignity and with self-respect. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Dr. Garth Nicholson, his website, immed.org. Remember, immediate? Well, this is just immed.org. This is a very important subject. There are literally millions of Americans with chronic fatigue, Lyme disease, and the average doctor is not equipped to treat them because they do not understand. This is not something that is commonly accepted, and yet it's a very real entity. But, of course, the Centers for Disease Control keep saying there is no such entity. That's all in their heads. We carry a wonderful book. Now, we only have used copies of it, but we think it's important. It gives you the history. It's the best history I know of chronic fatigue illness. It's called Osler's Web. Osler's Web. If you haven't read it, you really need to. We carry another excellent book. It's called The Health Century. It was written under the auspices of the NIH. And it tells you all about how there was certainly a cancer virus in the original polio vaccine, and the CDC and the NIH and all of these organizations knew there was a cancer virus as E40 at the original polio vaccine, and they intentionally allowed the dissemination throughout the remainder of the other supply of the vaccine. Why would you do that? Here's a magazine, a book authorized, Health Century. And then, of course, one of the most exciting books we carry is a book written by Dr. Garth Nicholson, Project Daylily. Project Daylily, available from, certainly from Radio Liberty. It's, it gives the background of Dr. Nicholson's own story of his experience as a tenured professor at the university, at the H.B. Anderson Clinic there. And, of course, what they found about these chronic illnesses and why he was forced to leave and come to California, where, of course, he establishes his own institute and has been able to continue his research. But he didn't end up like so many of the other people, some of his students or his director of his division. He was forced to leave for to protect his life. Project Daylily is a book of faction. It's certainly a fact, but written with fiction, changing the name is because to avoid getting sued. An amazing, amazing story of medical malfeasance, and you'll be fascinated. It's one of the greatest stories ever told, and few people really understand the background of what happens to people who begin to delve into this subject of chronic fatigue illness. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. The book, Project Daylily. Of course, we do carry Osler's Web, The Health Century. Those are used copies. Of course, we carry new copies of Project Daylily. How is Project Daylily moving at the present time, Garth? There was some talk about making it into a movie. Did that ever...
Well, it turns out it is going to be made into a several-part TV series by a Canadian company. So we're all excited about that. So people that are interested, they can either wait for the movie or get the book, order it through Dr. Stan, and they will enjoy it, I'm sure. Project Daylily tells about our experiences in uncovering one of the chronic fatiguing illnesses, Gulf War illness, and the sort of politics behind that and how it became very deadly when administrators and the government essentially tried to shut me up from talking about our research on it and tried to essentially destroy my laboratory and my career because we spoke the truth about it. But we've helped
millions
of people now with these
the
chronic illnesses.
But Gulf War illness really is another manifestation of this chronic fatigue illness, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Gulf War illness is a chronic fatiguing illness. It falls into the category with chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia syndrome, and Gulf War illness. And now there are a number of other diseases which are considered chronic fatiguing illnesses, like Lyme disease is another chronic fatiguing illness caused by Lyme Borrelia plus co-infections like mycoplasma, Babesia and Bartonella and other infections. So a lot of these infections that we're talking about this morning cause fatigue, and that's the principal symptom of all these different diseases that we've been talking about, and that's why we've organized this clinical trial to help fight against that fatigue and the damage that it does inside our cells. And the principal damage that causes fatigue is damage to the mitochondria, the little batteries inside our cells that produce the energy that we need for everyday life, and our cells need it to perform functions. For example, our brain cells are particularly dependent upon mitochondrial function, because one of the reasons that brain cells burn so much energy is that to keep the messages going in our brain just requires a lot of cellular energy, and that has to be provided by mitochondria. So whenever the mitochondria are impaired, it causes all kinds of damage, and including damage to our central nervous system. And so our ability to think, our ability to remember things, our ability to function and to do all the things that we do are really governed by the amount of energy that's available for our nerve cells. And so this new product that we've been developing and now we're testing has to do with helping our mitochondria provide that energy for not only our nerves, but virtually every other cell in the body to perform the functions that they have to perform. And people that are interested, for example, that have chronic fatigue and are really interested in joining this clinical trial, they can read more about it by going to our website, the Institute for Molecular Medicine, www.immed.org. It's like immediate.org. And on that homepage, they can find a button that they can click on called Sign Up for Clinical Trials. And once they sign, they hit that, they'll go to a new site which will explain this new clinical trial, will explain the new all-natural product that we're testing, the results that we've seen so far, the principles involved in the trial, how they can take a test, a survey test on fatigue at home over the Internet, and find out about their fatigue levels and see if they qualify for this trial. And the whole trial will take only 60 days, and you'll learn a lot about yourself on the trial and your fatigue levels and possibly some of the reasons behind your fatigue. And you'll have a chance to really, I think, have access to this product, which has helped millions of people with their fatigue. And so we've seen really excellent results in everything from Lyme disease to chronic infections to people with neurodegenerative diseases to people with fatiguing illnesses like chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia syndrome and Gulf War illness and all these other different diseases that involve chronic infections. All these people are benefited with this product, because it's one of the central things that happens in all these diseases is that our mitochondrial function is impaired. The little batteries inside our cells are impaired and don't produce the energy necessary, and then we don't have the energy necessary to perform everyday tasks. And so we feel fatigued, we feel tired all the time. Even if we sleep, we don't feel any less fatigued. So it's something that's very common. As I mentioned, it's the most common complaint of all patients seeking general medical care in North America. So we know that this is a widespread problem throughout our society.
Okay, do we have a caller out there? Is there a caller on the line? Is there a caller? Well, there is. Maybe the beef is going to get back. Otherwise, 877-254-7524.
Big City Burrito in Windsor urges listeners, please support the hospitals in your area. Roll up your sleeve and donate blood. Keep in mind, the average shelf life of blood is only 42 days. There must be a steady flow of donations to meet the continuing needs of accident victims, surgery patients, and members of our armed forces. Give the gift of life. Give blood. This message from Big City Burrito, 1550 Main Street in Windsor. Call 674-5144. They're on the air because they care. Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue, as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations, or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I understand our guest this morning, Dr. Garth Nicholson, his website, immed.org, immed.org. If you are one of the millions of people who are suffering from these illnesses, you get the free product. It's nutraceutical, so you have nothing to worry about taking it, and it could very well make a dramatic change in your life. At least it will direct you to an effective treatment. We can't call it a treatment. Let's call it a nutritional supplement. You have to be careful in how you word your claims today, because we won't get into the government policies, but if you're out there, have a question or comment, my telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. We had a caller, but he got discouraged and hung up. We will take him if he calls back. Dr. Nicholson, what is the... we've got the caller. Hi, who do we have on the line?
Hey, Dr. Stan, this is Jim.
Hi, Jim.
I wonder if Dr. Garth would mind answering or field a question on Alzheimer's.
Go ahead.
Sure. Well, you ask him, okay. See what he says.
We have a friend that's 74. His family put him in a assisted care living. He's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. There's a product out on the market called PSP. It's a natural alpha glycan polysaccharide peptide, and it's been, personally, I've known it's helped people with Alzheimer's. I've tried to give this to my friend. He's in assisted care, but his family says, well, you know, we got to run that by his doctor. His doctor nixed it. You know, we can't. It's actually a food product. It's a nutritional product. So how do we get past
that? Dr. Nicholson's acquainted with it. Do you know this one, Garth?
Well, I've heard of it, but I don't have direct knowledge of its use in Alzheimer's treatment. But I will make a general comment about these nutritional supplements, because the trial that we're running is using a nutritional supplement, an all-natural product containing the same constituents that are present in our cells. And a lot of the products that are nutritional products and sold as food or food additives are very safe, very effective, Western medicine doesn't recognize all of the work going on in natural medicine. So this can become a problem. Also, most physicians are worried about, for example, if there's a side effect caused by prescription drugs if people take some of these nutritional products. And that certainly has not been the case for the one that we're running the trial on, because this is taken by patients that are on a wide variety of different prescription products with no side effects whatsoever. So part of that depends upon if there's any counterindication. And some physicians aren't comfortable with patients taking a lot of nutritional products if they're not quite sure about their mode of action and whether they might have an adverse effect with one of the prescription products that they're taking. So there's a natural reluctance to use some of these things. But at least in the case of the NT Factor product that we're running the trial on, and it's been based on a lot of not only clinical trials but a lot of use by millions of patients and people with these problems, there have been no adverse effects with any prescription drugs. There have been no adverse effects of any kind. There have been only three minor adverse effects out of over 15 million doses that have been taken by various patients. And those stopped as soon as they stopped taking the product. And we're not sure what those were about. But that's such a low level of adverse effects compared to the 1 to few percent that you see with prescription drugs that it's just amazing that physicians would say that these types of products are potentially harmful to their patients. It's basically out of ignorance that they say don't use these sorts of things because they just don't know enough about them. And part of the role of people like me is to educate physicians as to what these products do and how safe they are.
But of course, everything within medicine today is poo-poo. Anybody who talks about nutritional supplements and this is just a scam, and some of them are, but many of them are effective. What about coconut oil? I mean, we hear people talking about the advantage of coconut oil in Alzheimer's disease. Is there any advantage to that?
Well, there are advantages to natural oils, and in fact, part of that is due to one of the ingredients in coconut oil is very similar to one of the ingredients that we have in NT Factor, and I think that's why things like coconut oil have some effect. But if people really want the real stuff, that is the real stuff that repairs the membranes inside their cells, the best stuff that we found is the NT Factor, because it's made from the natural lipids that appear inside our cells, and it's actually extracted from plants, and the lipids that make up the membranes of the plants are removed and purified and put in this product, NT Factor. So they go in, these natural products, and repair the damage that's caused by all sorts of things, infections, chemicals, environmental exposures to our cells and to the membranes inside our cells. They repair those membranes and bring them back to functioning levels, and that's what's really important.
Is there any suggestion that these might be help prevent the progression of or reverse the process of Alzheimer's disease?
Well, we're trying to find out about that right now, and although we haven't run a formal clinical trial on Alzheimer's, we've been working with a number of Alzheimer's patients with this NT Factor product, for example, the same product, and we found some very, very interesting and encouraging results based on those anecdotal studies. So what I can tell you is that the Alzheimer's patients that we've been giving this product to and have been taking it as a food supplement, they have better mental acuity, for example. They have less forgetfulness. They have more energy, which is the most important thing. They have so we've found that it helps them in a number of different ways, and so we're going to be evaluating that in a full-blown clinical trial probably later this year by the time we get that trial organized.
Okay,
thank you, Dr. Garth.
What is the incidence of chronic fatigue? And I put that in quotation marks because it, it's sort of an all-encompassing description. But how many Americans are affiliated with these diseases?
Well, how many Americans go to see their general practitioner and complain of fatigue?
I guess we're out of time, Garth. We'll talk to one of the programs real soon. Thanks very much for being with us today. Again.
Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley, salute our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message is from Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley. Call 970-352-2233. That's 970-352-2233.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I just stand here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning was Garth Nicholson. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Dr. Nicholson. You'll want to read his book. It reads like a Tom Clancy novel, only it's true. I mean, here's one of the leading scientists in our nation. Last time I checked, he had over 600 peer-reviewed articles in the literature. His basically was a tenured professor of the MB Anderson Clinic. They tried to kill both he and his wife. Not one, but several occasions. His book, Project Daylily, will change the way you look at the world. Certainly, is there a plan to create chronic diseases and make us sick? Certainly there is. All you need to do is get a copy of Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages. Of course, they've run the price of it. It's very hard to get and expensive, but you'll have to. You can purchase it at Amazon if you want to put the money out, or you can accept my word that at the bottom of pages, somewhere between 55 and 57, he talks about how by the year 2018 we will be able to create chronic diseases to disable the enemy. And who is the enemy? Ladies and gentlemen, it's you and me. They have created chronic diseases. You'll want to read the book, Oster's Web, The Story of the Chronic Fatigue Illness. We carry it secondhand. You'll want to read The Health Century, authorized by the NIH, telling how they disseminated a vaccine they knew contained a cancer virus. Today, of course, it infects almost a third of the population of our country and is passed from mothers to children. It will be in our certainly genetic makeup and within the substance of the society until it's either destroyed or we come up with a treatment. This is not imaginary. This is very real. And if you want to know why, you need to read my Population Control Agenda monograph available on the Internet, or if you get any of the things we mentioned, you ought to get all three of them. Why, just ask for a free copy, we'll send it to you. Population Control Agenda, you can find it on our webpage. You can find it on the Internet. Just type in Population Control Agenda and my name or Radio Liberty. And then our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're coming to the Health Freedom program convention in Long Beach this weekend, I will be speaking there. That's the Health Freedom Convention in Long Beach, California, and I'll be speaking twice and appearing on a panel. Our telephone number, if you want to get our products, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we hope many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us get the truth out across America. And the plan, of course, is to bankrupt this country, to impoverish our people. They know exactly what they're doing. And not only that, why, of course, our people are contracting chronic and disabling diseases Who in their right mind would do something like that? Why, people who aren't in the right mind. People who have a different worldview. Or people who see nothing wrong with promoting promiscuity and immorality and homosexuality and trying to destroy the moral fabric of a once great Christian nation. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for his liberty, for our provision, protection. Until tomorrow, the Lord be with you.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15.